Hello, this is Brittany, the floor supervisor. How may I help you today?
Hi, this is John Kojan speaking from Messina, New York. Telephone number is 315-250-0191. And I have here on my bank statement a charge for $98.54. And I have no idea what that was for.
Okay, let's see. All right. So I see where, I do see where there was a, let's see. All right. Can you verify your shipping address?
28 Marie Street in Messina, New York, 13662.
And can you verify your email?
I'm sorry?
Can you verify your email?
John.Kojan@twc.com.
Thank you. And can you verify the last four digits of your card number?
The last four digits of my card number?
Yes.
Just a minute. Just a minute. I have to get it out of my hip pocket, which is sometimes difficult to do. And the last four digits of my card number is 6570.
And the expiration date?
And what?
Your expiration date?
No, I can read that. 0824.
Thank you. All right, so the account here, with all the information that you provided me, was matching the account. Is there someone in your house who could have ordered this without your permission?
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble hearing this morning. I don't know what's the matter. Could you repeat that, please?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, just if you talk slowly, I'm getting feedback here, and I don't know why. Just a minute. Let me see if I can adjust my hearing aid. All right, try that now.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So all of the information on the account that you provided me does match what I have on file here. Is there someone in your house who could have done this without your permission?
No, wait a minute. What was the last thing you said? What?
Is there anyone in your household who could have ordered these watches without your permission?
No, there's nobody here but me.
Okay. Did you authorize the shipping and handling of $7.27?
$7 and what?
27 cents.
What date?
On February the 6th.
February the 6th. There is a shipping charge of $7.27 charge? Yes.
Yes, did you authorize that, sir?
I don't recall authorizing that. What was that for?
That was for the shipping and handling.
For what? Of what?
A mail watch.
Nope, I don't know. No, I did not. And I received no watch either, so...
All right, yes, sir. So what I can do for you is we will contact your local authorities, which is your police, and provide them with our IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. Your local authorities will verify the location where the order took place.
Now, say that again, Carl. What?
basically, we will turn this information over to your local authorities and provide them with the information that we have, and then they will verify the location where the order was located, where the order was placed at from
all
the
right.
device.
Okay, so you'll take care of everything.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna send it over and let them send it over to the police now. In the meantime, what I can do for you is go ahead and refund you these last three charges, including the shipping and handling. And they will also, once they come in contact with the person that did the information, they will it can lead up to an arrest.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. And you should see those refunds back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
All righty. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
How do these things happen anyway?
Yes, sir. Some people do like a survey.
Oh, okay.
That's how it normally happens.
Oh, okay. All right. Okie doke. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's it, I guess.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer care. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.